It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. This past December, a puppy belonging to a Parsons police officer was killed. However, publicity about the incident actually helped the department receive funding for a second canine officer.
The notoriety, even though it was for a heinous act, Canines for Cops, a 501c3 nonprofit out of Texas, which has funded over 250 canines across the United States. Usually that's a very competitive process that you submit an application, go through justifications, and, you know, along with a lot of other agencies. In our case, that board of directors saw this news story, were so horrified by it, even though it was not a police canine, but it was a canine owned by a law enforcement officer, that they gave us a fast track to pre-approval of a grant to literally purchase our second canine unit. Our plan had been probably that it would take a couple of years to, you know, raise the money as we did with Kareem. And then, you know, eventually our goal has always been to have two narcotics detector and tracking dogs. But in this case, Morgan was funded and our officer was trained. We were able to secure a used canine vehicle in short order from the University of Kansas, which is making its way around the community. So now Morgan has been out on the street a couple months, has made several arrests, and has been used in tracking and evidence discovery, and is just a great dog. She was at a local civic group the other day and did a demonstration, and it was incredible how fast she could find the narcotics that were hidden. And yet, incredibly playful, alert. I love both these dogs. I have two rescue dogs. They have a pretty easy life of leisure. They're basically hanging out around the house looking for free food and pets. But in this case, working service dogs are so alert. They're so on top of things. They've both made great connections with their handlers. They go home with them. They live with the family. And our canine program is supported almost 100% by donations in our community. And so my hat's off to the Parsons community for allowing us to have these two dogs. And certainly my hat is off to Canines for Cops for giving us a grant that we had not anticipated ever receiving.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.